And next on Art in the Air, we have someone who's not a stranger, but he's coming to us in a whole different mode, talking about role-playing and everything like that with Dungeons & Dragons, but it's going to be taken to another level that you can actually watch it. Dustin Ritchie, welcome to Art in the Air and telling us about your Role Seekers.
Yes,
thank
aloha.
You so much for having me. Yeah, we're really excited. We are a group of six family and friends that decided one day that we were going to start to live stream our Dungeons & Dragons games. So we are an unofficial Dungeons & Dragons group, but we stream via Twitch and online at roleseekers.com. You can find us on all social media channels at Roleseekers. And what we decided to do is we wanted to tell really epic tales of sub-creation and eucatastrophe, to coin some Tolkien terms. But really what it is it's about us getting together and sharing our love of the game and our love of stories with anyone who wants to watch.
Tell us, for the audience that doesn't know what Dungeons & Dragons are, they've heard it, but what is Dungeons & Dragons? And just a quick little origin story, how that is and what you do with it.
Yeah, so Dungeons & Dragons, I'm not a D&D historian, but it was developed out of the Midwest. And what it is it's a tabletop role-playing game. So the best way I can describe it is it's a group of people sitting around a table doing communal storytelling. It's kind of like sitting around the fire telling ghost stories. There are rules. You roll dice. You have large textbooks worth of rules. But really what it boils down to is you can do anything your imagination, anything that you can come up with in your imagination. So our game actually takes place in a completely constructed world. I've been actually writing it since I was in about fifth grade. It's called The Legend of Nibel. And so our games are going to be taking place inside of that world. And what it is as I always tell new players, you come into a room and I say, you're in a dark room and it's cold and you see a little bit of light coming from under the door. What do you do? And the players then say, well, I want to go and look at the door. I want to figure out what's going on. And you roll dice to see if you can maybe break the door or you could open the door. And what happens is it's essentially, it allows your mind to just completely expand. So anybody who's a fan of video games, anybody who's a fan of role-playing games, and you have those constraints, right, where you're making choices. In Dungeons & Dragons, there are no constraints. And what's really wild is no matter how much we prepare, every game is also improvised. So as you're watching it, we're coming up with things on the fly. I'm responding to things that players are doing that I could never have any idea of what they would do. And it's this give and take. It's this reciprocal relationship. And it's really fun.
So what type of props are involved? I know about the dice, but what else do you use?
Well, we use, there are seven dice that are usually used. They run all the way from a D4 to a D20, D representing the sides of the dice. So the 20-sided dice is the fabled dice that when people look at it, they're always, what is that dice? That's pretty much lets you do whatever you'd like to do. But really, in order to play Dungeons & Dragons, you only need your imagination. And maybe a good player's handbook and a piece of paper and pencil. But we have gone a little bit more extreme. I'm very blessed that my wife, who is one of the Role Seekers, she is an avid Dungeons & Dragons player. So we have little miniature figures, kind of like chess sets. We have sculptures. We have bought a lot of what's called Dwarven Forge. They're these beautiful modular terrains. So it looks like forests and mountains and dungeons. And so really you can add as much or as little as you'd like. The only thing you need is a good imagination and a fun story, but you can go all out. And if you come and watch some Role Seekers, we've gone a little bit all out. So,
well, you say about watching Role Seekers, maybe our audience would be, this is something that you're not just doing on your own. They can actually watch the thing. And how does that all work?
So what we decided to do was we were inspired by the gaming community. So the gaming community has a lot of live streams out there that are doing Dungeons & Dragons, but a lot of them are over Zoom. And that was even pre-pandemic. There were a lot of people that were playing over Zoom. And we were really inspired by the group Dimension 20 and Critical Role. Critical Role is kind of the upper echelon. And so what we did is we really wanted to tell stories and we wanted to be able to share them. So we've set up about four different cameras, actually downstairs in my basement, and we've got it hooked up like a home studio, and you can actually see all of the players playing the game. And what's really wild is it's not simply like, oh, I'm going to watch someone play Monopoly. What's happening is you're sitting and you actually get to start to be involved in the story. So watching other groups play this game what ends up happening is people start to fall in love with the characters. They start to fall in love with the environments, the locales. And so one of the things that I did when I was in undergrad and in graduate school is I studied narrative dynamic. So I always try to make a consistent story. And sometimes it's a little wacky. Sometimes it's a little zany, but it's always a little bit fun. And we always try to tie it back into the human condition. So you can watch that.
What's
it's
the
like
website?
A book on tape with action.
That's exactly. It's like watch. It's so we actually have it online via YouTube. We have it on Twitch. Those are the places that you can stream it. It's on our website as well. But we also created a podcast because really it's like listening to a book on tape.
Tell us quickly the website before we wrap up.
Oh, rollseekers.com. So it's roll as in your rolling dice, R-O-L-L. And you can find us anywhere.
And that's Dustin Ritchie, who's the Dungeon Master and the Roll Seekers. You can find them online. Thanks for coming on Art on the Air Spotlight.
Thank you so much for having me.